Here we are learning joyful productivity, and you might be wondering, well, why is it important? Is it urgent even? And I would say yes. And let me explain why. It's hopefully you know why it's important, because you know you want to be more organized, to be more calmly and joyfully focused, calm, joyful, focused throughout the day, to be able to accomplish a lot more in your business and in your life, right? Okay, so it's I came across a study of American workers, and it said that the typical American worker wastes about 3 hours a day, meaning waste 3 hours a day when they would intend to be getting helpful things done in their job. I'm sure the studies are mostly, people in jobs, and that's, and I would guess that for those of us who are solopreneurs, it's even more hours, because when you're in a job, right, like you have someone telling you what to do, right? You're supposed to get this report in, you're supposed to come to this meeting, you're supposed to prepare for this thing. Like, your work is defined for you by somebody else. Someone creates it, basically. And this is the sad truth of those of us who are entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. If we are not able to create our own structure that allows us to thrive in our work, then by default, we have to go to someone else to create structure for us. If you can't create your own structure in life, then someone else has to create your structure for you. And therefore, you'll feel more constricted. You'll have less autonomy and ability to really authentically express, because someone else is telling you what to do. So the again, coming back to that study of American workers typically waste 3 hours a day, 2.9 hours per day, doing unproductive things in their work. Well, solopreneurs probably waste more like 3 to 4 or 5 hours unproductively per day, meaning we're like looking for stuff. We can't find things. We are feeling procrastinating because we're intimidated maybe by the work in front of us. So we surf social media, or we do other things that aren't aligned with the mission of our business. And I think this is really important to like keep reminding yourself, like, if I'm wasting 3 hours a day, workday. So let's say you work, I don't know how many days you work per year, but let's say you work 200 days per year. Reasonable. That still gives you 3 months off. I work about 200 days a year. I work 40 weeks a year, five, well, more like 6 days a week, actually. So I work 240 days a year, but whatever. So let's say 200 days a year. If you're wasting 3 hours a day, that means you're wasting 600 hours a year, 600 hours a year, which could have gone towards, enhancing the mission of your work, the purpose of your work. And another interesting thought that I found this week was, okay, each person is going to know approximately 1,000 people in their lifetime. Actually, these days, I mean, those of us who are solopreneurs, you probably will know more than 1,000 people in your lifetime. Okay, so but on average, each person knows about 1,000 people in their lifetime. And so if you know 1,000 people in your lifetime, and each of those 1,000 people know 1,000 people, and by know, I mean interact with, on a more than just one, it's not just a passing stranger, but interact with more than once. So if you interact several times with 1,000 people in your lifetime, you're like, I've done that this month already. No. And then they interact with 1,000 people. That means you, what you do, and the energy you bring, the presence you bring to those 1,000 people, are going to ripple out and influence their 1,000 people, which means you are influencing to the second degree 1 million people. I mean, I'm just talking about when you are organized, joyfully productive, that tends to ripple out in your presence and in your energy towards other people. And so you're impacting a million people by just one person out. You know, 1,000, or you interact 1,000, they interact 1,000. Your interactions affect these people, these 1,000 people, which then affect a million people in total. And then think about it this way. And that further, your energy further interacts and ripples out to influence a billion people. Because a million people each know 1,000 or each interact with 1,000. That's a billion people. It was mind-boggling for me when I discovered that. So what does this mean? That means the things you do to influence other people and influence yourself, basically the work you do. I mean, what is work? Right? What is productivity? What is joyful productivity? It is the influencing of other people and yourself, your energy. You influence your energy and you influence other people's energy. That's what really productivity is, because we are productive when there's movement in the world, and that requires energy of ourselves and other people. Okay, so joyful productivity means that you're able to have that ripple effect of more calm, joyful focus and the mission of your business. What is the mission of your business? Is it to heal? Is it to transform? Is it to educate, to inspire, to repair, to create? So by being more joyfully productive in doing the healing, the creating, the transforming, the educating, the repairing, the connecting, by being more joyfully productive and wasting less time, you are impacting, remember, a million people and probably a billion people by what you do and what you don't do. Like, what we do and what we don't do has so much more ripple effect than we even realize. So this makes me really urgent to get my act together, because every day I could either be spending another 3 hours influencing myself and influencing others for good, or I could be wasting that time, which means wasting 600 hours a year, which is a lot of impact that's either created or lost. And we all know the world needs a lot of help. So may this little pep talk inspire you to, like, basically, when you work on your joyful productivity, it's like you're charging the battery that then creates the ripple effect. You're charging the signal that creates the ripple effect out to a million people and out to a billion people. And whether or not you're wasting hundreds of hours a year not impacting others or impacting others in a positive way. So again, this comes back to things like time awareness, things like energy awareness, and things like being organized, right? Like knowing how to find your things. So whatever it is you most need to work on, and you can comment below if you say, okay, yes, I need to work on more time awareness or more energy awareness or more knowledge awareness, information awareness, organization awareness. Work on that, because by doing so, you're going to impact a billion people much more, with much more joy, shall we say. So I hope this is inspiring, and I look forward to seeing your comments below.